Buenos días.
Good morning.
Bueno, ya tuvieron el gusto o el disgusto de conocerme.
So now you've all had the pleasure of getting to know me or the displeasure of getting to know me.
Hay quienes le van a hablar a migración, yo creo.
¿Dónde?
Hay quienes le van a hablar a migración, yo creo.
Yeah, I think there's some people that are probably going to contact immigration.
Ya llévatelo.
Take him away.
Dorian, no lo vuelvas a invitar.
Yeah, Dorian, don't invite him back.
Estoy jugando.
I'm just playing.
En Reynosa estamos viendo la primera carta de Pedro.
In Reynosa we're studying the first letter of First Peter.
Es una carta rica en doctrina.
It's a letter rich in doctrine.
Rica en enseñanza.
Rich in teaching.
Hay tanto que aprender aquí.
There's so much to learn here.
Que me gustaría compartirles todo lo que hemos visto.
I'd like to be able to teach you everything that we've gone over and learned.
Pero por causas de tiempo no podrá ser posible, así que trataré de dar un resumen.
But because of time, that wouldn't be possible, so I'm going to try to give a summary.
Para que tengan un contexto.
So that you have the context.
Y puedan entender el porqué esta porción de la Escritura.
And so that you can understand why we have this portion of Scripture.
El miércoles, durante la oración, hace un momento lo dije.
A Wednesday, during a prayer meeting, and I mentioned this just a minute ago.
Escuchaba hablar, hermanos, sobre Mateo 24 y hubo un pasaje en particular que me llamó la atención.
And there was some brothers talking about a passage, different passages in Matthew, but there was one passage that really struck my attention.
Que fue en Mateo 24, versículo 36.
It was Matthew 24, verse 36.
Al 39.
To 39.
Jason va a leerlo en inglés.
I'm going to read it in English.
39.
Matthew 24, 36 to 39. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man.
Son palabras de Jesucristo.
These are words of Jesus Christ.
Hay una corriente muy peligrosa que se llama el preterismo.
There is a strain of teaching, of doctrine that's very dangerous. It's called preterism.
Ellos enseñan que todas las profecías de Mateo 24 ya se cumplieron.
They teach that all of the prophecies of Matthew 24 have already all been fulfilled.
Me cuesta trabajo creer eso.
It's hard for me to believe that.
No creo en eso.
I don't believe that.
El fin de los tiempos.
The end times.
Fíjate lo que dice el versículo 39 de Mateo 24.
Look what verse 39 says of Matthew 24.
Y no entendieron.
And they were unaware.
Hasta que vino el diluvio.
Until the flood came.
Y se los llevó a todos.
And swept them all away.
Así será también.
So will be.
La venida del Hijo del Hombre.
The coming of the Son of Man.
Alguien está enfermo y busca a Dios.
If someone is sick, seek God.
¿Alguien tiene un familiar enfermo y pide oración?
Does someone have a family member that's sick? Ask for prayer.
¿Hay alguna tormenta de nieve muy grande y los refugios se abren?
Yeah, whenever there is a really bad storm, people look for the doors of a refuge, shelter will open up.
Y en esas horas o días Dios existe.
And those times is when God exists.
Pero todo pasa. Y vuelven a sus vidas normales.
But everything happens and then they just return to normal life.
No entendieron el mensaje.
They didn't understand the message.
Los de la época de Noé no entendieron el mensaje.
The people during Noah's time didn't understand the message.
¿Tú entiendes el mensaje?
Do you understand the message?
Hay mucho que decir, pero
there's a lot to say, but
trataré de hacer un resumen y no perderme.
Try to summarize this and not to get lost.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Mientras oramos, les voy a pedir que oren por mí.
And so while we pray, I would ask you to pray for me.
Ya que yo soy polvo, nada más.
I'm just dust, nothing more.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Bendito Padre.
Blessed Father.
Venimos delante de ti al trono de tu gracia.
We come before you, before your throne of grace.
Gracias al sacrificio de tu Hijo amado, Jesucristo.
Thank you for the sacrifice of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
Por quien tenemos acceso al trono de tu gracia.
Because we have access to your throne of grace.
Y hoy, Señor,
and today, Lord,
pido la ayuda de tu Espíritu Santo.
I ask for the help of your Holy Spirit.
Para que sea Él controlando mis pensamientos.
That he would be the one controlling
mis ideas,
thoughts, my ideas,
mis palabras.
My words.
De tal modo que el Evangelio se predique fiel.
In such a way that the gospel would be preached faithfully.
Y tal como tu Espíritu lo inspiró.
And just as your Holy Spirit inspired it.
Y de esta manera darte gloria.
And that in this way, to give you glory.
Y esta iglesia sea bendecida con tu palabra.
And that this church would be blessed with your word.
Considera a este siervo.
Consider this your servant.
Que solamente soy polvo.
That I'm just dust.
Te ruego que me uses.
I ask that you would use me.
Y tú te des la gloria.
And that you would get the glory.
En el nombre de Cristo.
In the name of Christ.
Y por sus méritos en la cruz del Calvario.
And by his merits on the Christ, on the cross of Calvary.
Amén.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pedro le escribe una carta a hermanos que fueron dispersos.
So Peter, he writes a letter to brethren that were dispersed.
Esteban es muerto en Hechos capítulo 8.
Stephen is dying. He's dead in Acts 8.
En aquel tiempo Nerón gobernaba Roma.
At that time Nero was ruling in Rome.
Uno de los peores Césares que ha habido.
One of the worst Caesars that there's ever been.
Anticristiano.
An Antichrist.
Homosexual.
Homosexual.
Él incendia Roma.
And he burns Rome.
La gente de Roma sabía que él había aprendido Roma.
And the people of Rome knew that he's the one who lit Rome on fire.
Pero convinieron y decidieron creer que habían sido los cristianos quienes habían prendido Roma.
But he had convinced everyone, he convinced people to believe that it were the Christians who had set Rome on fire.
¿Sabían que Nerón había sido?
They knew that Nero had done it.
Pero también odiaban tanto a los cristianos
so much,
que era un buen pretexto para perseguirlos.
To be able to persecute them.
Y de ahí nace la diáspora.
And so there is where we have this dispersion.
En cinco puntos.
In five points.
Los puedes ver en el versículo 1 del capítulo 1.
And you can see it. There were five locations. And you can see it in the first verse of 1 Peter 1.
Ubícate en el hecho de que fueron esparcidos, fueron sacados de esos lugares.
You can see that they were dispersed. They were driven out from their homes.
Pedro, a partir del versículo 3, está dándoles un bálsamo.
And Peter is, starting in verse 3, he's giving them a comfort. He's giving them a balm of healing.
Porque ellos estaban, repito, siendo perseguidos.
As I would say again, they're being persecuted.
Y Pedro empieza a describir su sufrimiento.
And Peter starts to describe his suffering.
A partir del versículo 6 del capítulo 1.
Starting in verse 6 of chapter 1.
¿Lo puedes leer?
Verse 6. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials.
Es necesaria la prueba.
And the testing is necessary.
Para ti y para mí.
For you and for me.
La prueba en el cristiano va a ejercer más fe.
And for the Christian, tests are going to exercise their faith and make it stronger.
Pero en el falso,
but for the false Christian,
venida la prueba,
when the testing comes,
él huirá.
When the trial comes,
y vemos Dios obrando a través de la prueba, purificando a la iglesia.
And we can see God purifying the church through trials.
Y es increíble que durante la persecución,
it's incredible that during the persecution,
la iglesia permaneció pura
the church remained pure,
y creció en número.
And it grew in number.
¿Estás dispuesto a ser perseguido por Cristo?
Are you ready? Are you willing to be persecuted for Christ?
Si tu vecino te echa la basura, te espantas.
Yeah, you get scared or get startled if your neighbor throws his trash in your yard.
O avienta la nieve ahora que cayó a tu lado y te enojas. ¿Amas a tu vecino?
Do you love your neighbor?
Tienes que dar buen testimonio delante de ellos.
You've got to be a good testimony before them.
Yo por eso levanté paredes de 5 metros para no verlos.
That's why I made 5 meter walls so I wouldn't have to see them.
Es cierto.
No, I'm just
joking. Es cierto.
It's not true.
Okay, entonces, hay sufrimiento.
So, they're suffering.
Los hermanos aman a Jesús y nunca lo han visto.
The brethren, they love Jesus and they've never seen him.
Y Pedro se hace a un lado y exalta de estos hermanos el privilegio que ellos tienen por medio del Espíritu Santo de amar a alguien sin haberlo visto.
And so Peter comes alongside and he exalts this great privilege that they have to love someone, to love Jesus Christ, to love someone that they've never seen before.
Pedro lo pudo ver.
Peter could see him.
Comió con él.
He ate with him.
Ellos no, mas sin embargo, Pedro dice, le aman sin haberle visto y creen en él.
But they had never seen him. But yet Peter says that even though they haven't seen him, they love him.
Y encima de todo esto, a pesar de las pruebas,
and on top of all that,
a pesar de las persecuciones,
despite the test, despite the persecution,
dice Pedro que ellos se alegraban con un gozo indescriptible.
Peter says that they rejoice with a joy unspeakable.
Y glorioso.
And glorious.
¿Tú lo haces el día de hoy?
Are you doing that today?
Ya quiero que se acabe el servicio.
I'm ready for the service to be over.
Yo no he visto a Jesús físicamente.
I've never seen Jesus physically.
José Smith dice que sí, yo no le creo.
Joseph Smith supposedly says that he did see him. I don't believe him.
Pero le amo y creo en él por lo que él ha hecho en mi vida.
But I love him and I believe in him for what he's done in my life.
Si tú estás aquí hoy es porque él está haciendo algo en tu vida.
And if you're here today, it's because he's doing something in your life.
Porque no viniste porque tú quisiste venir. Él se aseguró de que vinieras.
Because you didn't come just because you wanted to come. He made sure you were here.
A mí me trajeron las fuerzas.
No, they brought me. I was made to come here.
Dios es soberano.
God is sovereign.
Entonces, ¿cuál es el contexto? Sufrimiento, persecución, pero hay un distintivo entre estos grupos de hermanos.
So, what is the context here? We have suffering, we have trials and persecutions, but then there's also something else here amongst this group of believers.
Amor.
Love.
Amor.
Love.
Admiro mucho de la iglesia en Corpus Christi cómo se aman.
So I love how the brethren in Corpus Christi, the church there, they love each other.
Hoy conozco a más de ustedes.
And now I'm knowing more of you all.
Y ayer me atreví a mandar un mensaje a decirle a los hermanos de Corpus que también eran muy amorosos como ellos.
And so yesterday I dared to send a message to the brothers in Corpus Christi speaking about you all and just the love that I saw here and seeing, telling them that there's a similar love here.
Aunque le hables a inmigración, te voy a seguir amando.
And even if you call immigration on me, I'm going to continue loving you.
¿Cómo era tu vida antes de conocer a Cristo?
How was your life before you came to know Jesus Christ?
Era vana.
It was vain.
Era estéril.
It was sterile, empty.
¿Y cómo fue rescatada tu vida?
And how was your life recovered?
¿Y la mía?
And mine. How was your life rescued?
A través del Papa Francisco.
Was it through Pope Francisco?
De la Virgen de Guadalupe.
From the Virgin of Guadalupe.
Dice la palabra de Dios que por la sangre preciosa de Jesucristo.
The word of God says that it was through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Un cordero sin mancha.
A lamb without blemish.
Y sin contaminación.
And without any spot, undefiled.
Y Cristo es manifestado en nosotros por amor a nosotros.
And Christ is manifested in us through love for us.
No dice por amor a todos.
And it doesn't say love in a general sense for everybody.
Elección soberana de Dios.
The sovereign election of God.
Bendita elección soberana.
The blessed election of God.
Si tú crees que Dios resucitó a Cristo de los muertos, estás creyendo bien.
If you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you're believing correctly.
Porque de esa manera, la palabra promete que tú y yo seremos resucitados un día.
Because through that promise, God is promising you and I that we also will be resurrected one day.
Nuestros cuerpos incorporados.
And our bodies will resurrect to bodies uncorrupted.
Nuestra alma unida al cuerpo para una gloria eterna.
And our soul will be united to a new body for a glorious eternity.
Donde ya no habrá persecución.
Where there no longer will be persecution.
No habrá sufrimiento.
There will no longer be suffering.
Pero mientras tanto,
but
aquí,
for now, while we're here,
debemos de vivir con un temor reverente a Dios.
We must live with a reverent fear of God.
Mientras dure nuestro peregrinar aquí en este mundo.
While we're here on this pilgrimage, here in this world.
¿Hacia dónde empieza a apuntar Pedro en su carta?
So where does Peter start to point to in his letter?
Al final del tiempo.
He's pointing to the end of time.
Empieza a apuntar al final.
He's starting to point towards the end.
Y constantemente Pedro nos está recordando a través de los capítulos que Cristo murió por nuestros pecados.
And again, constantly through these chapters, he's reminding us that Christ has died for us.
Pero también nos dice que si tú eres verdaderamente un cristiano,
but he also says that if you truly are a Christian,
tú para esto fuiste también llamado,
that you also were called to this,
para sufrir por Él.
To suffer for him.
Muchos quieren la gloria.
Many people want the glory.
No quieren la cruz.
They don't want the cross.
Quieren un cielo.
They want heaven.
Donde Dios no reine.
Where God isn't reigning.
De todos los atributos de Dios, solamente uno se repite tres veces.
Out of all the attributes of God, there's only one that's repeated three times.
Santo, santo,
holy,
santo.
Holy, holy.
Si tú no quieres crecer en santidad, tú no quieres ir al cielo.
If you don't want to grow in holiness, then you don't want heaven.
Porque así como el que nos llamó es santo,
because as he who called us is holy,
nosotros debemos de ser santos.
We must be holy.
Eso no quiere ir que no quiere decir que me debo ir a la montaña y apartarme.
And this doesn't mean that I should go hide myself in the mountains away from everybody.
Eso quisieron hacer los monjes y no funcionó.
That's what the monks did and it didn't work.
Terminó en homosexualismo.
They ended up in homosexuality.
Está en la historia, no son inventos míos.
I'm not just making it up. That's what history shows.
El quinto punto de las doctrinas de la gracia habla de la perseverancia de los santos.
The fifth point of the doctrines of grace talks about the perseverance of the saints.
Él va a hacernos y nos va a ayudar a crecer en santidad.
He's going to conform us and he's going to make us walk in holiness.
Ya que sin santidad nadie verá a Dios.
Because without holiness no one will see the Lord.
Tú ya eres santo.
Do you want to be holy?
Es la acción santificadora de apartarte de una oscuridad y traerte a la luz. Es una acción santificadora.
This is a sanctifying work. This is a sanctifying action that separates you from the darkness and makes you and puts you into the light.
Jesucristo dijo, del mundo eran.
Jesus Christ says that you were of the world.
Pero ya no son del mundo.
And now you're not of the world.
Por eso el mundo los odia.
And that's why the world hates you.
Y esa es la razón por la cual te odia.
And that's why the world.
Y si alguien te odia,
and if someone hates you,
puedo creer que tu cristianismo es verdadero.
And I can believe that your Christianity is true.
Si es por Cristo, obviamente.
If it's because of Christ, obviously.
Si te odian porque le avientas la nieve al vecino, pues no hay nada de gozo en eso.
So if they hate you because you throw snow at your neighbor, then obviously there's nothing of a blessing in that.
Y no hay gozo en eso.
And there's no joy in that.
Cristo nos dejó las huellas para seguir sus pisadas.
Christ left us an example to follow in his footsteps.
¿Es cierto?
Is that true?
Estoy dando un resumen de la primera, segunda, tercera carta de Pedro. Estoy dando un resumen de los primeros capítulos, sí.
So I'm giving a summary of the first few chapters of the letter, first letter of Peter.
¿Hacia dónde apunta Pedro?
So where is Peter headed? Where is he pointing to?
hacia el final.
To the end.
En el versículo 8 del capítulo 3.
In verse 8 of chapter 3.
Jason va a leer el 8 y el 9.
So we're going to read verses 8 and 9. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing.
¿Estamos en un mismo sentir?
Are we all of unity of mind?
Tal vez hoy no se pare un lenguaje.
So, maybe today, you know, it's not the same language.
Pero el mensaje es el mismo.
But the message is the same.
El Señor es el mismo.
The Lord is the same.
La fe es la misma.
The faith is the same.
El Padre es el mismo.
The Father is the same.
Creemos en un mismo bautizo.
We believe in one baptism.
Eso nos llama a ser unidos.
And this is what makes us united.
Con un propósito de crecer.
With a purpose to grow.
Estoy citando Efesios capítulo 4.
I'm citing Ephesians chapter 4.
Hasta que todos lleguemos a la estatura.
Until we all get to the full measure.
Del Pastor Dorian.
Of Pastor Dorian.
De Jason.
Of Jason.
De Pete.
Of Pete.
De Kenny.
Of Kenny.
Hasta que todos lleguemos a la estatura del varón perfecto.
So we all arrive at the full measure of the perfect man.
Y Pablo se incluye hasta que todos lleguemos.
And Paul's even including himself in this description when he says that we strive that we would all get there.
¿Quién es ese varón perfecto?
And who is that perfect man?
Es Cristo.
It's Christ.
Es Cristo. Y eso nos va a mantener siempre dependientes de Él.
And this is going to continue to make us always dependent upon Him.
Buscándolo a Él.
Seeking for Him.
Poniendo los ojos en Él.
Putting our eyes on Him.
Buscando lo eterno aquí.
Seeking eternity here.
Predicando aquí.
Preaching here.
Siendo cartas abiertas.
Being open letters.
Testificando al mundo.
Testifying to the world.
Para que el mundo vea.
That the world would see.
Y el mundo crea.
That the world would believe.
Que el Padre ha enviado a Cristo.
That the Father has sent Christ.
Por sus escogidos.
Through his elect.
Esto está en Juan 17.
This is in John 17.
Versículo 18 del capítulo 3.
Verse 18 of chapter 3.
Es precioso.
This is precious. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
Vuelve a decir, porque Cristo padeció.
He says again, because Christ suffered.
No yo.
Not me.
No Pablo.
Not Paul.
No Esteban.
Not Stephen.
Porque Cristo padeció.
For Christ suffered.
Pedro glorifica a Cristo.
Peter glorifies Christ.
Pedro exalta a Cristo.
Peter exalts Christ.
Nos muestra un Cristo preeminente.
He shows a Christ who's preeminent.
Al mismo nivel que Dios.
At the same level of God.
Y nos dice constantemente que Cristo es Dios.
And he tells us constantly that Christ is God.
Porque Cristo padeció.
Because Christ suffered.
¿Cuántas veces?
How many times?
Ahí dice.
It says right here.
No me mires a mí.
Yeah. Look at the word there.
Una sola vez.
Once.
Por los pecados.
For sins.
El justo. ¿Quién es el justo?
The righteous. Who's the righteous?
Cristo.
Christ.
Por los injustos.
For the unrighteous.
Por nosotros.
For us.
Propósito. Precioso propósito.
Glorious purpose.
Para llevarnos a Dios.
That he might bring us to God.
¿No es glorioso?
Is this not glorious?
Una muerte que nos da victoria.
A death that gives us victory.
Siendo la verdad muerto en la carne, pero vivificado en el Espíritu.
Being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit.
El versículo 19, 20, 21 tienen muchas interpretaciones.
Verses 19 through 21 have a lot of different interpretations.
Difíciles de interpretar.
It's difficult to interpret this.
De aquí surgen varias posturas.
And from here there are several different doctrinal positions.
No quiero hablar de posturas.
So I'm not here to talk about those different positions.
¿A quienes creen que Cristo fue al infierno y predicó?
Who thinks that Christ went to hell to preach?
El versículo 19 dice que él fue y predicó a los espíritus encarcelados.
Verse 19 says that he went and proclaimed or preached to the spirits in prison.
Todo aquel que está en Cristo, sin Cristo, es un espíritu encarcelado.
Everybody who is not in Christ is still a spirit that is imprisoned, is enslaved.
No tiene la libertad del Hijo.
They don't have the freedom of sonship.
En el cual también fue y predicó a los espíritus encarcelados.
In which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison.
Y tú puedes decir, ¿cómo fue y predicó?
You can say, how did he go and preach?
Es que cuando Cristo estaba muerto, durante esos tres días, viajó en el tiempo, regresó y predicó.
So maybe like Christ, when during those three days, when he was dead, but he went back in time and he preached.
Los que en otro tiempo, dice el versículo 20,
because they formally, verse 20,
desobedecieron.
They did not obey.
Tenemos ya una característica.
Now here we see another character.
Hay desobediencia.
There's disobedience.
Entonces eran seres que desobedecían.
And so that these were beings that had disobeyed.
En el versículo 11 del capítulo 1,
in verse 11 of chapter 1,
dice que los profetas escudriñaban.
He says that the prophets were inquiring carefully.
Lee el 10 y el 11.
Verses 10 and 11. Concerning the salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories.
En el versículo 11 dice Pedro que el Espíritu de Cristo,
so in verse 11,
estaba en los profetas.
That the Spirit of Christ was in the prophets.
Los cuales anunciaban de antemano los sufrimientos de Cristo.
And these were the ones that preached beforehand the sufferings of Christ.
Dice el versículo 20 del capítulo 3.
In verse 20 of chapter 3 says,
que desobedecieron.
Because they formally did not obey.
Cuando una vez esperaba la paciencia de Dios.
When God's patience waited.
¿Cuándo?
When?
En los días de Noé.
In the days of Noah.
Ya leímos Mateo 24.
We already read Matthew 24.
¿Cómo estaban estos hombres?
How were those people living?
Comiendo.
Eating.
Bebiendo.
Drinking.
Viendo los broncos de Denver.
Yeah, they were watching the Denver Broncos.
Yo le voy a las Chivas. Es un equipo de fútbol en México.
Yeah, I root for the Chivas. It's a soccer team in Mexico.
Entonces, ¿cuál era la característica de estas personas? Una,
what were the characteristics of these people? One,
desobedientes.
They were disobedient.
¿Cuál es el ejemplo que tenemos en Mateo 24?
And what's the example that we have in Matthew 24?
Jesucristo mismo dice que estaban bebiendo y comiendo y se daban en casamiento.
See, Jesus Christ says that they were eating and drinking and being given in marriage.
Dice el versículo 39, y no entendieron hasta que vino el diluvio y se los llevó a todos.
Verse 39,
de Mateo 24, versículo 39.
In verse 39, it says, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away.
Es la misma constante que tenemos el día de hoy.
And it's the same situation that we have today.
Todo aquel que está sin Cristo hace agenda para ver la tele.
So everybody that's without Christ, they have their own plans, their own agenda.
Para ir al cine.
Or to go to the movie theater.
Tienen una agenda más importante con la familia que no es en la fe.
They have an agenda just simply that's more important than their faith.
Y la verdadera familia está aquí reunida.
When the true family is the family that's right here.
¿Por qué toco este tema? Porque Génesis 6,
so why am I bringing up this point? Because Genesis 6,
Mateo 24,
Matthew 24,
Y lo que Pedro está escribiendo en el capítulo 3 es aplicable al día de hoy en el 2018. A las personas no quieren el Evangelio. Si tú los invitas a una parrillada, salen y ¿qué llevo? ¿Y qué compro? ¿Y qué me toca a mí? Pero vamos a una reunión de oración.
But prayer meeting?
Tengo cosas que hacer.
I've got something else I gotta do.
Se me murió el perro.
My dog died.
Me llegó mi suegra.
My mother-in-law is in town.
Con mayor razón ven a la oración.
Well, then more reason why you need to go to prayer meeting.
Oops. Es una broma.
It's
para que no se duerma. Y luego hay un gran paréntesis que yo no quiero tocar. Hay un
break here, a parenthesis that I'm not going to deal with.
Necesito mucho tiempo para explicarlo.
So I would need a lot of time to be able to explain this.
A mí me puede quedar claro.
And so it can be clear.
Pero no quiero confundirlos.
But I don't want to confuse you.
Lo que yo quiero hacer hincapié es que desde Génesis 6 Jehová dijo que la maldad del hombre era mucha en su corazón.
But what I want to emphasize is that from Genesis 6 we see that the Lord says that the wickedness in man's heart was great in the earth.
Y dijo que iba a destruirlos.
And he said that he was going to destroy them.
Y Noé halló gracia delante de Jehová.
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
Nótese bien que Moisés no habla de los millones de personas que murieron.
Notice that Moses doesn't talk about the millions of people that died.
Moisés escribe de las 8 personas que se salvaron.
Moses writes about the 8 people who were saved.
Muchos son los llamados.
Many are those who are called.
Son pocos los escogidos.
But few are those who are chosen.
Durante 120 años, Noé predicó el arrepentimiento.
Through 120 years, throughout that time, Noah was preaching repentance.
Aquí nunca ha llovido.
And here it's never rained.
Y juzgaron a Noé de loco.
And they accused Noah of being a crazy man.
Pero según Jesucristo, cuando entendieron y se dieron cuenta que todo era verdad.
But according to Jesus Christ, when did they notice that everything was true? This was actually real.
Cuando las aguas vinieron.
When the waters came.
Cuando la gente clama a Dios.
When did the people cry out to God?
Cuando está enferma.
When they're sick.
Cuando tiene un familiar muy grave.
When they have a family member who's really ill.
Cuando tiene problemas en su casa.
When they have problems at their house.
Y el teléfono suena para peticiones de oración.
And when the phone rings for prayer requests.
Son cristianos.
They're Christians.
Nominales.
Nominal. By name only.
No nada más es aquí que la gente es dura.
And it's not just here that we see that people are hardened.
Pero hay una promesa en la Escritura que dice que Él quitará el corazón de piedra y nos dará a uno de carne.
But there is a promise in Scripture that says that God will take out their heart of stone and will give a heart of flesh.
Hay otra obligación para el creyente.
There's another obligation for the believer.
En Romanos 10, 17.
In Romans.
No, en Romanos 10.
In Romans 10.
¿Cómo creerán si no hay quien les predique?
How will they believe if there's no one who preaches to them?
La fe es por el oír.
Faith comes by hearing.
El oír es por la palabra de Dios.
And hearing by the word of God.
¿Cómo conocerán las promesas?
How will they know the promises?
Si no hay quien les predique el Evangelio.
There's no one to preach the gospel to them.
Dios le ha placido establecer
God has been pleased to establish
que las personas se salven
that people are saved
por la locura de la predicación del Evangelio.
By the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel.
Te van a decir, estás loco.
They're going to tell you, you're crazy.
Debemos estar locos.
Well, we should be crazy.
Solamente un loco predica a Cristo.
Only someone who's crazy would preach Christ.
Así que si te dicen loco, qué bueno.
So if they tell you you're crazy, then that's a good thing.
Si te persiguen por predicar a Cristo, qué bueno.
If they persecute you for preaching Christ, praise God.
Pero si viene la persecución y te dices, yo soy católico. romano.
But if the persecution comes and you say, I'm Roman Catholic,
Ave Maria Purissima,
and Hail Mary, Mother full of grace,
no quieres caer en manos de un Dios vivo.
You don't want to fall into the hands of the living God.
Más te valió no haberme conocido, dice el Señor.
The Lord says it would be better if you had not known me.
No podemos jugar a ser cristianos hoy.
We cannot play with being Christians.
Y mañana dejar de serlo.
And then tomorrow we stop being Christians.
Acuérdate de que hay fuego.
Remember.
Que hay fuego. Para ser probada nuestra fe.
Remember that there are there's fire that is going to try our faith.
Un verdadero cristiano, las impurezas van a flotar.
For a true Christian, the impurities are going to come to the top.
Y vendrá Dios y las quitará.
And God will come and he will wipe them off.
Y serás más limpio cada vez.
And you will be even more and more clean.
Más santo cada vez.
More holy.
Pero la prueba es necesaria.
But the trial is necessary.
Pero aquel que es falso, venida la prueba.
But the one who's false, the trial comes.
Apenas el calor empieza a sentirse más.
The heat comes just a little bit and they feel it just a
y ellos
more.
Se irán.
And they leave.
Y blasfemarán el nombre.
And they blaspheme the name.
Y tratarán de llevarse con él a muchos de ustedes.
And they try to take many of you with them.
Bendita prueba.
The trial is blessed.
Capítulo 4 de Pedro.
1 Peter chapter 4.
Pedro nos vuelve a decir que Cristo ha padecido por nosotros en la carne.
Peter tells us again that Christ suffered in the flesh for us.
Y aquí está la frase principal de todo el capítulo 4 y el resto de la carta.
And here is the main phrase for all of chapter 4 and for the rest of the letter.
Armaos del mismo pensamiento.
Arm yourselves with the same way of thinking.
¿Pensamiento de quién?
Thinking of from who or of who?
De Cristo.
In Christ.
En una forma más fácil de explicar es tener la mente de Cristo.
Or another way, an easier way of thinking about it is have the mind of Christ.
La acción de armarse es la de un soldado que toma todo su equipo de milicia.
So the action of a soldier who takes on all of his armor for warfare.
Para salir a la batalla.
To be able to go out for battle.
El cristiano debe de armarse con toda la armadura de Dios.
The Christian should arm himself with the full armor of God.
Para no solo resistir al diablo, sino atacar.
But also to be able to attack.
Porque antes éramos soldados de Satanás.
Because before we were soldiers of
Ahora Satan. Somos soldados de Jesucristo.
Now we're soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Servíamos a la oscuridad.
We used to serve darkness.
Ahora servimos a la luz en Cristo.
And now we serve light in Jesus Christ.
Y la mejor arma es esta.
And the best weapon is this.
No una escopeta.
Not a shotgun.
No una pistola.
Not a handgun.
Esta es la mejor arma.
This is the best weapon.
Y cómo me armo de la misma manera en que se armó Cristo.
And so how can I arm myself with the same way that Christ armed himself?
Para ya no vivir el tiempo que me queda.
To no longer live the time that I have left.
En la carne.
In the flesh.
Sino en el espíritu.
But in the spirit.
Cuando prediqué en Reynosa, este punto,
so when I preached this point in Reynosa,
abordamos la doctrina de la unidad en Cristo.
We dealt with the doctrine of the unity
e hicimos mucho énfasis en la unidad.
And we made put a lot of emphasis on the unity.
Porque la palabra en,
because the word in,
significa dentro de,
means being within or inside of.
Si yo estoy en Cristo,
if I'm in Christ,
yo estoy dentro de Él.
I'm in him.
Pero Él está dentro de mí.
But he's also in me.
No solamente tengo al Hijo, tengo al Padre.
I don't just have the Son, I have the Father also.
Y tengo un sello en Efesios capítulo 1, versículo 3 y 14.
And I have a seal that it talks about in Ephesians.
Que es el Espíritu Santo.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Las arras de la promesa.
And that's the promises.
De la gloria que viene.
Of the glory to come.
¿Estás armado de esa manera?
Are you armed in this way?
Cuando te avienten la nieve a tu lado,
when they throw snow at you,
dale las gracias a tu vecino.
Give thanks to your neighbor.
Porque te ha dado la oportunidad de servirle.
Because they've given you the opportunity to serve them.
Porque tú no hubieras sido gratis a limpiar su pasillo.
¿Cómo?
No hubiera ido gratis a limpiar su patio.
Because it wouldn't have been free to clean to clean their yard or to clean off their porch.
Así que de esa manera Dios está ejercitando en ti.
So in that way God is working in you. He's exercising in you.
Un don de servicio.
A gift of service.
Pero porque tengo que servir.
But why do I have to serve?
Porque en la eternidad tú servirás a Dios.
Because in eternity you will serve God.
Alabarás a Dios.
You will praise God.
Si eso no está en lo que tú crees como cristiano, algo está mal.
And if this isn't in your way of thinking as a Christian, then something's off.
Tú quieres un cielo según Hollywood.
You want a heaven according to Hollywood.
Con una playa, un sol muy bonito,
with the beach and it's all sunny,
una hamaca,
a hammock,
una cerveza,
with a beer.
Y una mujer muy bonita contigo.
Really, a beautiful girl with you.
Eso solamente pasa en las películas.
That just is in the movies.
En el cielo no nos daremos en casamiento.
Yeah, in heaven the Lord says that we're not going to be given in marriage.
Hoy puedes buscar que tu ropa combine o tenga un juego.
Yeah, you can.
Que coordinen los colores de tu ropa.
Today your clothing can match. You can be well dressed.
En el cielo nuestra vestidura será blanca y de lino fino.
But in heaven we're going to have white robes and white, just dressed in white without any spot or blemish.
Y si los sermones largos no te gustan.
And if you don't like long sermons.
Creo que no les gustan.
I don't think you like them.
En la eternidad.
In eternity.
¿Puedes pensar en la eternidad?
Can you imagine
yo un día lo intenté y quedé impactado. Dios me tuvo que dar otro cerebro.
God had to give me another mind, another brain.
¿Puedes verte en la eternidad sirviendo a Dios?
Can you see yourself in eternity serving God?
¿Alabando a Dios?
Praising God?
¿Comiendo con Dios?
Eating with God?
Pero ahí va otra cosa. Tendremos toda la eternidad para aprender de Dios. Porque Él es eterno. La iglesia local.
The local church,
la iglesia de Cristo.
The church of Christ,
cada que se reúne.
Every time it gets together,
debe de empezar a practicar la eternidad.
Should begin to practice. What it will be like in
en la comunión unos con otros, en el amor unos con otros, en el orar unos por otros, en el servirnos unos a otros, en el poner al servicio de la iglesia los dones que Dios nos ha dado. ¿Haces eso? ¿Conoces a la hermana que está allá? ¿Sabes cómo se llama? ¿Conoces a la hermana, la enfermedad que tiene y cómo puedes ayudarla? ¿Te das cuenta que todavía hay cosas que hacer?
Do you realize that there's still things here to do?
Pero mientras esto pasa, el fin se acerca.
But while this is all going on, the end is at hand.
Dice Pedro en el versículo 7 del capítulo 4, mas el fin de todas las cosas se acerca.
Peter is saying in verse 7 of chapter 4 that the end of all things is at hand.
¿Estás listo por si Cristo viene hoy?
Are you ready if Christ were to come today?
Puede sonar tonta la pregunta.
It might sound ridiculous, the question.
Pero si meditas, yo creo que muchos no están listos.
But if we really meditated on this, I think we'd find that many of us aren't ready.
Es que acabo de comprar un celular nuevo, Señor. Déjamelo, lo aprendo.
Lord, I just bought a new cell phone and I need to really spend time figuring it out.
Es que me acabo de casar.
I just got married.
Es que acabo de comprar un condominio allá en Cancún.
I just bought a condo in Cancún.
¿Se dan cuenta que aún como cristianos nuestra temporalidad nos sigue afectando?
Do you realize that even as Christians the temporalness of life is still continuing to affect us?
La palabra de Dios les dice necios.
And the word of God would tell us fool.
A todos los que acumulan riquezas para este mundo.
For all who are storing up riches here on this earth.
Había una señora que daba este testimonio.
There was a lady who has this testimony.
Cuando Cristo venga,
And when Christ comes,
le estaba diciendo a sus hijos,
she was telling her children,
yo correré tras mi Señor.
I will run after my Lord.
Y sus hijos le reclamaban, no mamá, nos dejarás.
And her children kind of rebuked her and said, you would leave us.
Y ella dijo, sí, los dejaré.
And she said, yes, I would leave you.
Porque durante toda mi vida les he predicado a Cristo.
Because during all my life I've preached Christ to you.
Y por su pecado no han querido venir a Él.
But because of your sin, you haven't wanted to come to Him.
Así que cuando venga mi Señor, yo correré tras de Él.
So when my Lord comes, I'm going to go after Him.
Ya hay de ustedes.
And enough with you all.
Que arderán en el infierno.
That you would burn in hell.
Todo aquel que ame más a padre o a madre o a hijo o a hija no es digno de mí.
Whoever loves mother or father or spouse or children more than me is not worthy of me.
No son mis palabras, son de Jesús.
Those aren't my words, those are the words of the Lord Jesus.
¿Te das cuenta cómo estamos lejos de ese estándar?
You realize how far we are from that standard.
Pero la buena noticia es que hoy tienes tiempo.
But the good news is that today,
arrepiéntete.
Today you have time. Repent.
Arrepiéntete de tu arrepentimiento.
Repent of your own repentance.
Ven a Cristo.
Come to Christ.
El fin se acerca.
The end of time is at hand.
Y Dios ha prometido que todo será destruido por fuego. Y tenemos a Sodoma y a Gomorra como una advertencia. Todo lo que he dicho no es mi invención. Todo está aquí. Versículo 7. Mas el fin de las cosas está cerca. Sed sobrios.
Be self-controlled and sober-minded.
¿Con qué relaciona sobriedad?
And what is sober-minded and self-control related to?
¿Con qué lo relaciona?
What's he connecting it with?
Normalmente ser sobrio es lo opuesto de estar borracho.
Typically, being sober-minded is the opposite of being drunk.
¿Cierto?
Isn't that true?
O no estar bajo la influencia de ninguna droga.
Or not being under the influence of any drug.
Pero lo que quiere decir aquí es que debemos estar atentos y nuestro entendimiento debe de estar limpio de afanes.
So what he's saying is that our mind, our understandings should be clear, should be clean of all worries and just things we're consuming our mind with.
Una mente limpia.
So we have a clean mind.
Entonces podremos ir y orar.
In that way, we'd be able to go and pray.
¿No te ha pasado que vas a orar y mientras estás intentando orar, te acuerdas de lo que vas a hacer en la tarde?
Haven't you experienced when you go to try to pray and then you're thinking about all the things that you're going to do later?
Si tienes nietos, dices, híjole, en la tarde van a llegar los nietos.
Yeah, so your grandchildren, you're saying, wow, the grandkids are coming here in a little bit.
Y se te olvida orar.
And then you forget to pray.
Estás borracho, estás embriagado.
You're drunk, you're under the influence of something else.
Una aplicación práctica para el inconverso es que está embriago, no está sobrio.
It's a practical illustration to show how the unconverted person is not sober. They're
porque los afanes del mundo los seducen.
The different pleasures of the world are what are seducing them.
¿Qué nos está pidiendo Pedro? Sé sobrio, despeja tu mente.
And Peter's telling us to be sober-minded. To be self-controlled.
Vela.
Watch.
Y ora.
And pray.
Durante los capítulos anteriores, Pedro insiste en velar y orar.
In the previous chapters, Peter is insisting on watching and praying.
¿Por qué creen? ¿Por qué creen que Pedro insiste
Why
en esto?
Why do you think that Peter's insisting on this, of watching and praying?
Cuando él y Juan y Jacobo estaban en el monte de la transfiguración, horas
John,
antes de ser Cristo apresado,
James,
horas antes de ser apresado Cristo,
and so these are just hours before they come to arrest Christ.
¿Qué pasó con Pedro?
What happened with Peter?
Cristo regresó de orar.
Christ came back to pray.
¿Y cómo encontró a Pedro?
And how did he find Peter?
Dormido.
Asleep.
¿No pudiste estar despierto una hora?
You couldn't remain awake 1 hour?
¿No puedes orar?
You can't pray?
¿No puedes renunciar a tu actividad del día de hoy, un día, y entregárselo al Señor por completo?
You can't put aside your plans and your activities for one day to dedicate a day to praying to the Lord?
Estamos embriagados de nuestros afanes.
We're inebriated with the different things and the cares of the world.
Jesucristo le dijo a Marta, 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 afanada y turbada estás.
And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about so many things.
En cambio, tu hermana ha hecho la mejor parte.
And instead, your sister, she's chosen the better part.
¿Y qué hizo María?
And what did Mary do?
Venir a los pies de Cristo.
She came to the feet of Christ.
¿Dónde estás tú?
Where are you?
Suplicándole que ya se calle este mexicano.
You're hoping that this Mexican would leave.
Ya tengo hambre.
I'm hungry.
Pues no.
Nope.
Los amo como quiera.
I love you guys.
Mas el fin de la, todas las cosas se acerca. Sed sobrios y velad en oración.
The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers.
La característica de un cristiano verdadero es la oración.
A characteristic of a true Christian is prayer.
Si tu relación vertical con Dios no existe,
if your vertical relationship,
no puede existir una relación horizontal con tus hermanos.
If your vertical relationship with God doesn't exist, then you don't have a horizontal relationship with your brothers.
No te engañes.
Don't deceive yourself.
Si tu relación con Dios no es correcta,
if your relationship with God isn't right,
es por eso que no amas suficientemente a tus hermanos y no los conoces.
That's why you're not loving rightly or sufficiently your brother and sister in Christ.
De mi correcta relación con Dios,
so you need a correct relationship with God.
Tengo una correcta relación con mis hermanos.
You're going to have a right relationship with your brethren.
Y juntos podemos testificar afuera y proclamar el Evangelio.
Right then we'll be able to go out and we'll be able to proclaim the gospel.
Porque Él promete estar con nosotros hasta el final del tiempo.
Because He promises to be with us till the end of the age.
No nos dejará solos.
He won't leave us alone.
¿Tú crees eso?
Do you believe that?
Él lo prometió en Mateo 28.
He promises in Matthew 28.
Y yo le creo a Él.
And I believe Him.
Y el resultado glorioso de tener una relación vertical con Dios.
And the glorious thing about having this vertical relationship with God.
Es que ahora voy a poder tener un amor ferviente por ti.
That I'm now going to be able to earnestly love you.
Y mi amor cubrirá tus pecados.
And my love will cover your sins.
Lo dice Santiago.
James says that.
Lo dice la Escritura aquí.
The scripture says that here.
¿No hizo eso Cristo contigo al perdonar tus pecados?
Did Christ not do that for you when He forgave your sins?
Oye, Dorian, salvé a Héctor. Pero Héctor era un drogadicto, asesino y demás.
Hey, Dorian, you know, I saved Hector. He was a murderer and a drug addict and all the rest.
¿Eso hace Jesucristo?
Does Jesus Christ do that?
¿No toma tus pecados y los lanza a lo más profundo del mar? ¿No dice convertirlos más blancos que la nieve? Él te cubre.
He covers you.
¿Cuántos pecados no se te han perdonado?
How many sins has he not been willing to save, to forgive you of?
¿Por qué murmuras del hermano? ¿Por qué murmuras de la hermana?
So why are you grumbling against your brother? Why are you grumbling against your sister?
¿No deberías ir de la misma manera en que Cristo hizo contigo, cubrirlo, escucharla, escucharlo?
Shouldn't you not act the same way with them that Christ has with you, to cover you, to forgive you?
¿Y darle consejo con la Escritura?
And to give you words from the Scriptures to counsel you and encourage you.
¿Y traerlo a los pies del Señor?
To bring you to the feet of the Lord.
¿No dice eso Santiago en su carta?
Does James not say that in his letter?
Santiago, capítulo 5.
James, chapter 5.
Versículo 19 y 20.
Verses 19. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins.
¿De dónde toma Pedro este mandamiento? Porque esto es un mandamiento.
So where does Peter get this commandment? Because this is a command.
De Proverbios 10:12.
From Proverbs 10:12.
Lo tienes ahí. Sí.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses.
Eh, Era un dicho proverbial que circulaba en aquel tiempo.
This was a proverbial saying that was being circulated during that time.
Vamos a ver qué dice el Salmo 32, versículo 1.
Let's look and see what Psalm 32, 1 says.
Yes. Sí, tú puedes leerlo.
You don't need to turn there, but yeah, Psalm 32, 1. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Mateo 6, 14 al 15.
Matthew 6, 14 through 15 says, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
¿Qué puede hacer esto solamente? El amor.
Can this be done? Only through love.
El amor de Dios.
The love of God.
No el amor filos.
Yes, not just a filial love.
No el amor eros.
Not the eros love.
El ágape de Dios.
It's the agape love of God.
Cuando estemos en el cielo,
when we're in heaven,
la esperanza ya no existirá.
Hope will no longer exist.
La fe ya no existirá.
Faith will no longer be in existence.
Solamente el amor reinará.
Just love.
Y la unidad.
And unity.
Glorioso amor.
Glorious love.
¿Ya me amas o todavía no?
Do you love me still or not yet?
Creo que no.
I don't think so.
Ah, no, es cierto.
No, I'm just joking.
Está interesante la carta, ¿no?
This letter is interesting, isn't it?
Y una vez que tenemos ese ferviente amor,
once we have this earnest love, this fervent love,
si no sabes qué es ferviente,
if you don't know what fervent is,
quiero dar un ejemplo.
I want to give you an example.
Cuando juegan los Broncos aquí,
when the Broncos were playing,
¿cómo van con las camisas?
How people go,
con las gorras y las manos.
And their hands in the air.
Eres un ferviente admirador de los Broncos.
That is someone who is fervently, is earnestly watching the Broncos.
¿Así eres de Cristo?
Are you an admirer of Christ like this?
¿Ve nuestra realidad?
Do you see the reality in which we live?
No dudo de tu salvación.
I don't doubt your salvation.
Pero sí necesitas crecer más.
But we need, you need to grow more.
En el conocimiento de Dios.
In the knowledge of God.
En santidad.
In holiness.
Y conocer sus frutos y sus atributos.
And to know his fruit, and to know his attributes.
No nada más es memorizarlos.
It's not just to memorize them.
Es vivirlos.
It's to live them.
Y tal vez por vivirlos te maten.
And maybe by living them out, you're going to be killed.
Y si eso hacen,
and they do, that does happen.
Te están haciendo un favor.
But if that does happen, they're doing you a favor.
Porque ya no vas a pecar más.
Because then you're going to go to where you're not going to sin anymore.
Y estarás delante de la presencia de Dios.
Before the presence of God.
El fin habrá sido para ti ya.
The end will be there for you already.
Glorioso.
Glorious.
No más pecado.
No more sin.
No más dolor.
No more pain.
No más enfermedad.
No more sickness.
Desde ahora en adelante, un gozo eterno en Cristo.
From now on, eternal.
¿No es glorioso esto?
Is not this glorious?
¿Qué pasa?
What is going on?
¿Qué pasa?
What is happening?
También me ha hecho llorón.
Yes, I'm also a crier.
No podemos salvar a nadie.
We can't save anybody.
Él sí.
But he can.
Y Él ha escogido esto.
He's chosen this,
e ir y predicar
to go and to preach,
para salvar a los de afuera.
To be able to save those who are out there.
Mientras tanto,
meanwhile,
tú debes dar testimonio,
you must give testimony,
para que el nombre de Cristo no sea ofendido,
so that the name of Christ will not be offended, will not be an offense,
para que la sangre de Cristo no sea vituperada,
so that the blood of Christ will not be trampled upon,
para que Denver vea,
so that Denver would see,
y para que Denver crea,
that Denver would believe,
que el Padre ha enviado a Jesucristo en la carne,
that the Father has sent Jesus Christ in the flesh,
para morir por sus escogidos aquí,
to die for his elect,
y en cualquier parte del mundo.
And everywhere in the world.
Dios no ha retrasado su venida.
God has not delayed his coming.
Él está siendo paciente.
He's being patient.
Esperando que el último de sus escogidos venga.
Waiting for the last of his elect to come in.
Y cuando esto suceda,
and when this happens,
será el fin.
That'll be the end.
En un abrir y en un cerrar de ojos.
In an opening and closing.
Todo esto será destruido. ¿No lo entiendes?
In the blink of an eye, all this will be destroyed. Do you not understand?
Invierte en lo eterno.
And we will go into the eternal.
Invierte en el reino.
Invest in the eternal. Invest in the kingdom.
Extiende el reino de Jesucristo.
Advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Y cada que creas que no puedas,
and every time you have this thought that, well,
solamente mira la cruz.
Just look at the cross.
Mira la cruz.
Look at the cross.
Y mira lo que Él hizo por ti.
And look for, what he did for you.
Y no lloró.
And he didn't cry.
Y no suplicó que no le golpearan.
And he didn't beg them to stop hitting him.
Como un cordero.
Like a lamb.
Cayó.
Silence.
Ve la cruz.
Look at the cross.
2 Corintios 6, versículo 1 y 2.
2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2.
No menosprecies la gracia.
Don't despise the grace.
2 Corinthians 6:1-2.
Working, 2 Corinthians 6:1-2. Working together with him, then we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation."
¿Cuándo es el día?
When is the day?
Tu tiempo y mi tiempo para con Él es hoy.
Your time and my time, your day and my day with Him is now.
El tiempo de Él para con nosotros,
His time with us is,
es cuando Él quiera.
When He wants.
Él es soberano, no tú.
He is sovereign, not you.
Él es el que salva, no tú.
He's the one who saves, not you.
Él es el que te escogió. No tú a ti mismo.
He's the one who chose you. You didn't choose yourself.
Jesucristo lo dijo. Vosotros no me escogiste a mí. Yo escogí a vosotros.
Jesus Christ said, you all didn't choose me, but I chose you.
Y todo aquel que sea mío oirá mi voz y me seguirá.
And whoever hears my voice, my sheep will hear my voice and they will follow me.
¿Eres de Cristo?
Are you Christ's?
Niégate a ti mismo.
Deny yourself.
Toma tu cruz.
Take up your cross.
Y síguelo.
And follow him.
Pon tus dones al servicio de esta iglesia.
Put your gifts into action here in this body.
Si tienes el don de servir, sirve.
If you have the gift of serving, serve.
Si tienes el don de la hospitalidad, hazlo.
If you have the gift of hospitality, show it.
Si tienes el don de ayudar, ayuda con liberalidad.
If you have the gift of helps, helping others, do it with free, with liberty and freedom.
Tal vez digas, no puedo hacer mucho. Entonces, ora por mí y ora por tus hermanos.
Maybe you say, well, I can't do a whole lot. Well, pray. Pray for me. Pray for your brethren.
Busca la unidad de la iglesia.
Look for unity in the church.
Sean luz.
Be light.
En Denver hay mucha gente muerta.
In Denver, there are a lot of dead people.
En Reynosa hay mucha gente muerta.
In Reynosa, there's a lot of dead people.
Necesitan luz.
They need light.
Pero ellos están ciegos.
But they're blind.
Por eso debemos de predicar.
That's why we must preach.
El Evangelio.
The gospel.
La fe es por el oír.
Faith is by hearing.
Y el oír es por las palabras de Dios.
And hearing by the word of God.
Dios nos bendiga.
God bless you.
Amén.
Let's pray. Lord God in heaven, I thank you today for this time together. Lord, I thank you for this thought. Hector said this a little bit ago that we practice this together when we're together, that we practice kind of what eternity will be like. We're all united with one another and united with Christ, where there is no suffering and sorrow, but there's joy and peace and love with one another and with you. And I thank you for this, Lord, that we have this to look forward to. I pray that you would help us. Help us to live like the end of the days is near, that we would watch and pray, that we would focus our attention not on ourselves and on the things of the world, but that we would focus our hearts and our minds on you. Consider how it is that we might have opportunity for the gospel, be of service, use the things you've given us now. The time is short, Lord. Today is the day of salvation, and nobody here knows anything about whether they have tomorrow or not. So Lord, I pray that you would, if any are here today that are in this darkness, dead in their sins, Lord, that you would bring them to the light. Lord, it may even be by the foolishness of the preaching in two languages that you might be pleased to save somebody. And pray that that would be the thing that you would do today. Lord, for those of us who know you, I pray that we would be encouraged to strive more diligently after you, to be fervent in our service to you and our pursuit of you, Lord, that we wouldn't allow things to interfere and get in the way of really seeking after you with our whole hearts, our whole minds, all our time, energy, strength, Lord. Everything you give us has been given to us by you. There's nothing more reasonable than to return it back and to use it for you and for your glory, Jesus. We pray that you would help us in these things. Lord, thank you for answering our prayers in Hector's preaching, Jason's translating. Lord, it was so great. It really was. You've answered these big prayers. More than that, Lord, more than that, I thank you that we see the glory of Jesus and we can actually praise you and worship you for that. Thank you for all this here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.